got something else on my heart. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 14. The Bible reads like this. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead.
Yep.
And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Thank God.
Yes, Lord.
Verse 16, wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet not henceforth know we him no more. Verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
Yeah.
Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Thank you for standing here today for the reading of the word of the Lord. And if the Lord would help me for just 2 moments, I'd like to preach on brand new. Amen.
Brand new.
Thank God. But, you know, it seems like we've got a fascination with new things. Amen. You know, we like new clothes, we like new cars, we like a lot of things brand new. Amen.
Yeah.
And I remember growing up when I was a kid, any kind of a used car dealer, Brother Anthony, it had a sign up said used cars. Amen.
Yeah.
Now we've even fancied that up. Now they're pre-owned. Amen. Pre-owned cars. Maybe one of these days somebody will say, I'm going to give you a brand new used car. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Brand new to you, but it's got a little usage on it. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
For some reason, we like new things. Well, I got something to tell you here today. God does too. God likes new things. Hallelujah. God's not in the secondhand business either. His gifts are new, brand new. Amen. I don't care if somebody's 87 years old when they come to the Lord and they ask for forgiveness and Jesus washes their sins away, they become brand new.
Brand new.
Right. Hallelujah. Literally brand new. Amen.
Sure.
When God looks at them, they don't look like they used to look. They used to be burdened down with sin and stained with sin and troubles and trials of this old world. But now when he looks at them, they look brand new. Hallelujah. Amen. Help me here today, Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. Jesus made sure that when he rose from the grave, hallelujah, that he did away with our sins. Amen. Did you know that Jesus nailed the sins that you and I, the sins that we're guilty of, he nailed them to his cross.
Yes, he did.
He bore our sins. He who knew no sin, he bore our sin. Amen.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Sin that he never committed, sin that you should be paying for. Amen.
Right.
Sin that you justly committed, Jesus nailed them to his cross. Hallelujah.
Right.
You know why? Because you and I can't save ourselves. You can go shake the preacher's hand. You can go pay the Catholic priest. You can do all sorts of rituals that men and women do, and that will not save you. Hallelujah. The only way that a man can be born again and his sins washed away is by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hey, God. He said, if I be lifted up, I would draw all men unto me. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That washed my sins, Brother Earl, when I was just a 13-year-old boy, and he made me brand new. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He made me a brand new creature as far as this earth is concerned. Amen. Oh, yes. Did you know that the Bible refers to Jesus as being the first fruits? You know what that means? Hey, Brother Anthony, that means that he bled and he died. Brother George, they hung him on a cross. And as I said, he stood there as a substitutionary death for you and me.
Amen.
But the Bible said he was the first fruits. What does that mean? That means he got back up brand new. Hallelujah. Amen. When Jesus got up, Brother Anthony, amen, he wasn't limping from the sores and from the scars and from the wounds that they put in. When he got back up, he was brand new.
Amen.
Yeah, he had some scars in his hands and a pierced side. outside and nail prints at his feet, but it was brand new. Hallelujah. Hey, God, I come to tell us, amen, that you can become brand new in this service right here today. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15 tells us that Jesus was those first fruits. Amen. Which means that you and I can get up and we can become brand new just like Christ was. Amen. Oh, yeah. You, the Bible said, hath God quickened who were once dead in trespasses and sins. At that moment of salvation, we become brand new. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are new. Amen. Oh, yes. Glory be to God. I wouldn't give you a nickel for theology that taught, amen, that Jesus does away with some of our sins, but others of them we got to bear. I wouldn't give you a nickel for something like that. Let me tell you something. When you get saved, you're saved. Hallelujah. When you ask God to forgive you of your sin, he can't just forgive you of your lying and cheating and stealing, and he can't forgive a murder. Let me tell you something. If you commit a murder and you get saved, you're not a murderer no more. Hey, God. Amen. He can't just forgive us of some sins and not other sins. Right. Amen. When we look at sin, this is a great big sin. This is a little bitty sin. God doesn't look at it like that. God looks at it as though you were guilty of sin and you were going to stand in the judgment for the sin that you committed. But when you get saved, he wipes all of that clean. I'm about to feel like shouting, amen. I said, when you get saved, he wipes all of that clean. And when he looks at you, he didn't just wipe away the lying, the cheating, the stealing, the drinking, the carousing, the adultery. He didn't just wipe that away, but he wiped everything away. Thank God, he makes us brand new.
Brand new. Yes. Touch him, Lord.
Woo! I believe that's what the Bible teaches, don't you?
Yes, he does.
My Bible tells me that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's only Son, cleanseth us from all sin. 1 John 1:7. The empty tomb outside of Jerusalem walls is God's eternal trademark to me that when I was born again, I became brand new. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. I am not, great God, I'm not some, amen, retreaded tire. Hey, God, sometimes you go down the interstate and you see a half of a tire laying there. You know what it was? That was a recap that they put on a tire. Amen. And it fell off. Praise God. It wasn't a new tire. They just recapped it. Praise God. Amen. I'm not just a rebuilt carburetor. I'm a brand new carburetor. Amen. I had trouble 2 or 3 times with that. But that grandstand mower of mine this summer, took it down there to Gillum's and he rebuilt the carburetor. And that wasn't no time. Charged me $300 or $400. He said he rebuilt that carburetor. It wasn't no time. Brother Tommy, I had trouble again. Charged me another $300 or $400. I think $370 some odd. And he rebuilt that carburetor a second time. Amen. I took that thing home, Brother Kevin, and I think I mowed 1 yard with it. And as I was putting it up on the trailer, it wouldn't run again. Hey, God. I called him up and I said, Micah, hey, amen, this thing ain't worth a plug nickel. And won't you just put a new carburetor on it? Hey, amen. Hey, he said, well, it ran for 30 minutes and there's something else wrong with it. Amen. I took it down there and they want to charge me a bunch more money to do something else. Amen. So I took it down there to Barry's, who deals with Toro Motors, and he put a new carburetor on it. Might have done me wrong. Charged me all that money. And come to find out, they didn't even rebuild the carburetors right. Amen. But it charged me all that money and still never fixed the problem because it was an old carburetor that he was working on. But when old Barry put a new carburetor on it, man, that thing hums and it runs good, Brother George. It runs like it's supposed to because he put a new one on it. Hey, I come to tell somebody in this house tonight, you're not just a rebuild. You're not just salvaged out of the junk pile. You're brand new in Jesus Christ. I feel the Holy Ghost to tell somebody in this house, that's what you are when you trust God. That's what you are when you trust Jesus. You're brand new. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Woo. I got to move on here.
Bless you, Lord.
Amen. First off, God will give us a new nature.
Yes, he will.
Woo! Come on. People, amen, of revival often think that they're just fine. Thank you. Amen. I don't need nothing. You ever seen somebody like that? They're just happy to stay right where they are. But let me tell you something. I need working on. Hallelujah. And I like the old song the kids used to sing. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. Maybe you're what you need to be today, but he's still working on me. Hallelujah. Yep. Brother George said that day, Michael Larry always said that. Somebody said, I ain't never lost my temper. Michael Larry used to say, I ain't lost it either. I still got it. Amen. Hey, I still got it. Hey, he's still working on us. Amen. He can make us brand new. Hey, I come to tell us there's nothing too hard for God. He can make you like new. He can change your nature. He can change your attitude. He can change your way of thinking right here today.
Yes, yes. Praise God.
Amen. The miracle of redemption is that we're given a brand new life. Amen. Did you hear that? Brand new. Right. God's nature takes root within our very beings. We are delivered from darkness. Oh, yes. We are delivered from our past sins. Oh, yes. We quite literally pass from spiritual death into spiritual life. Did you hear that? Amen. Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 6 says, amen, declare that we are made to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. He changes us from spiritual darkness, amen, into spiritual light. Thank God for that. Hey, I come to tell us, amen, he gives us a new birth. Amen. John 3:3 said, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot, amen, see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said, Lord, how can I be born again? How can I enter into my mother's womb? And Jesus said, that's not what I'm talking about, Nicodemus. You don't need a natural birth. You need a spiritual birth. Hey, I come to tell you that spiritual birth cleanses us from death unto life. That spiritual birth changes us from a sinful nature to a godly nature. Thank God for a new birth.
Amen.
He'll give you a new heart.
Yes, he will.
He'll give you a new spirit. Ezekiel 36:26. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. Amen. Great God, this will make a Presbyterian shout. And I'll take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I'll give you a heart, great God, of the flesh. Jesus said, I'll take that old stony spirit out. I'll take that old stony heart out, and I'll give you, amen, a heart that's tender. I'll give you a spirit that is right. How do you know this? He did it for Paul. Remember the Apostle Paul? He went around killing the church. He went around persecuting the church and killing church members. But on that road to Damascus, everything changed. On that road to Damascus, his whole life flashed before him. Amen. And when he left Damascus and he went down and he met Ananias and he had a change of heart, he was not the same man. And no longer did he kill and persecute the church. Now he was for the church. He had a, great God, not many have a, somebody said I had a 360. Oh no, you're going in the same. He had a 180. He no longer went this way. He turned around and he went that way. And I come to tell you, when God gets in your heart, he'll change your heart. He'll change your spirit. He'll change the way you look at life. Thank God, he'll change your heart and your spirit. Amen.
Yes, he will.
Thank God.
Hallelujah.
A lot of times, you know, people say, well, so-and-so judging me. We're not judging you. Right. We're just fruit inspectors. Because when you get saved, these things happen.
That's right.
You still have an old heart of hatred, and you hate everybody coming and going. You didn't get it right.
Come on.
Come on.
That's right.
That's right.
Amen. Hey, God, you still talk about everybody and their brother. Amen. Cause trouble everywhere you go. You didn't get her change of spirit. Amen.
Right.
Glory to God. You want me to preach there a while? Move on. I thought you wanted me to move on. Amen. He'll make you a brand new man. Ephesians 4:24. And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness.
All right.
He'll make a brand new man. He'll make a brand new woman out of you. Hey, Psalm said he'll put a new song in your heart. Psalms 40:3 said, and he hath put a new song in my mouth. Hey, God, you used to sing the blues. You used to sing the honky-tonk blues. But, great God, now he put a new song in my heart. I get up in the morning and I say, thank God I'm saved. I get up in the morning and I say, thank God. Amen. I ain't a person of the world. Amen. I don't crave the things of the world. Amen. David said he put a new song in my heart. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Thank God. Hey, amen. Isaiah said he gave him a new name.
Yeah.
Woo! And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness and all kings thy glory. And thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. He changed Saul into Paul. Amen. He changed Abram into Abraham. And I come to tell you, he'll change you today. Amen. Are you ready for some more? He'll give you a new home. Amen. Job 14. Amen. Starting at verse 1 said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. But Jesus said, I go to prepare, amen, a place for you. A new home, Brother Daniel. Amen. God, I'm not looking for a new home down here. I'm looking for a new home up there. Can anybody praise the Lord in this house on a Sunday afternoon? Thank God he's given me a new heart, a new spirit, a new attitude, a new song. He's made me a new man. He gave me a new name, and he's gave me a new home.
Yes, Lord.
Bless him.
Woo.
Thank you, Jesus.
Isn't that good?
That's
good.
Yeah. A new hope.
1 Corinthians 6:9 says, know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Unrighteous. They're not going to inherit the kingdom of God.
Right.
Be not deceived, neither fornicators nor adulterers.
No.
Adulterers or adulterers.
Right.
Nor the effeminate.
Yeah.
Nor the abusers of themselves with mankind. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God.
Right.
And such were some of
you.
Right. Come on.
Yeah.
But.
You're right.
Aren't you glad for that word? But ye are washed. Can you raise a hand and say, thank God, I've been washed. But you were washed. Ye are washed. But ye are sanctified. But ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Paul wrote that some of those people had been perverted. They had been vile. They had been sinful. They had been wretched. But that was all in the past. Thank God. But such were some of you. Paul was preaching to them here in the congregation. He said, all this, some of you used to be that, but you're not that way anymore. You used to be those things, but now you're brand new. Now we don't call you by that. Why? You've been sanctified. You've been justified. You've been washed in the blood of Christ. Amen.
Right. Hallelujah.
Bless you, God.
Yes.
He works on you. I tell you what, he does a good job.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Amen. That person is only a living proof. It used to be that, Brother Adam. Right. It used to be all these things. Mm-hmm. But when God gets in your heart, He changes who you used to be.
Right.
Amen.
God not only changes their nature, it changes your lifestyle. Mm-hmm.
Yes, He
does. Right.
Before we can become new, the old has to be put away.
Right. Oh, there you go.
Hey, believe it or not, when I was only 13 years old, I had some lifestyle habits in my life that had to be changed.
Come on.
Yes.
Bless Him, Lord.
And the Lord did it for me. And I come to tell you, He can change your life.
That's right. Amen.
Sure.
Paul said, in essence, those things I used to desire, I don't desire them anymore.
Uh-huh.
And those things I used to didn't care nothing about, now that's what I care about.
Right. Yeah.
He changed my life. He changed the way I look at things. Amen. Oh, he had to change my desires. Amen. All that must be buried with Jesus Christ, those old desires, those old tendencies. He told the Galatians that they that are Christ have been crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. Somebody said, oh, I've changed, but I can't. Yes, you can't change. I agree with that 100%. Somebody said, I come down to that church, but I can't quit doing this, and I can't quit doing that, and they go give you a big list of all the things they can't quit doing. I ain't so much worried about what you can't quit. I'm worried about getting Jesus living in you. Amen. Hallelujah. Why you say that, Brother Jason? Because when He gets in you, when the Christ of heaven gets in you, He'll change inside of you. He'll change you from the inside out. Amen.
Right. Amen. Bless Him, Lord.
Yes, He will.
Oh, yeah.
Glory to God.
You'll get a craving for God in every area of your life.
Right.
That's right.
David said, as the hart panteth after the water brook, which is the deer, as that deer pants after the water brook, David said, so panteth my soul. My soul panteth for you, O God. Amen. Paul changed. He had a change of heart. He had a change of nature. He had a change of spirit. And he had a change of life. Amen. Oh, yes. Christianity is not religion. I want you to listen to this. Somebody said, you need to get religion. You need to get more than just religion. Amen. You need to get Christ in your heart. It's the very saving life. Oh, yes. Of Christ that lives within a person. That's what Christianity is, when Jesus comes and lives in you. All religion offers, amen, listen to this, is just social and moral reform. That's all religion is. You need more than just a social and a moral reform. You need a new life. You need Christ living in you. A guy one time was speaking on socialism, amen, and he was talking about the benefits of socialism. Isn't that much baloney? And he said, here's what socialism will do. Socialism will put a brand new coat on a man. And he was really bragging on what socialism would do for you. It'll put a brand new coat on the man. As a Christian jumped up in the crowd, and he said, Christianity will do much more than socialism. It won't put a new coat on a man. It'll put a new man in the coat.
Yeah.
Woo! It'll put a new man in the coat.
Hey, come on.
That's what we need today. We need a new man in our shoes. We need a new woman in our shoes. We need God to change us from the inside out. Amen.
Praise God.
Sit in this house.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Have your way, Lord. Have your way.
I appreciate the way the Lord's already moved in this house.
Praise,
I really do.
Be to God.
I don't know who can help me out from this piano here.
Have your way.
I do want to give a quick altar call.
Come on, brother.
I was going to preach a Christmas message here today.
Come on.
And I got back here. It's got on me.
Yes, God. Yes.
Amen. Lord, you see every heart in this house. God, you know why you changed my thoughts here last minute, sort of. You know why you did. God, you knew who was going to be here before the daylight come up this morning. I feel like there's some folks in here, Lord. They need a newness in their heart. They need a newness in their life. They're tired of the old ways. They're tired of the old things. They need to become brand new. Brand new. That's what I'm preaching on. Brand new. Brand new. Brand new.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Pray for me, church. We got this quick moment here. Is there anybody in here who wants to leave out of this place today and say, when I leave today, I want a new man in the coach. I want a new woman in the coach. I want a new man. I want a new woman in these shoes. I don't want to leave the same old heartache. I don't want to leave with my same old troubles, my same old trials, my same old battles that I can't get over. I can leave here today brand new.
Jesus.
Well, I'm waiting on you to step out. This altar's open. Hey, there's about 15 or 20 folks, I believe, right here today will gather around you and help you pray if you want to leave here brand new.
Right.
Brand new. Change of heart. Change of spirit. Change of nature.
Yeah.
Change of desires.
Yes, Lord.
He'll change who you are here today. Sing here. I'm giving this altar call. See what the Lord will help you. I tell you, I like me to put someone here, wrap my arm around you and say, God loves you and He wants to make you new.
Yeah.
He wants to carry the load. He wants to take that burden. He wants to take that sorrow and that headache and He wants to make it new. Right here today. This altar's open. This altar's open. Come on, what do you want? What do you step out of that altar? Lord help you today. Won't you step out that altar and let the Lord help you right here today? I've done all I can do. Just have to pray with you. I want to pray with you right here. Come on.
Come to this altar. Father, Lord, to help you. God, to help you.
Feeling alone. Somebody